Rusty Quill presents.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hit the button.
Can I pack it with C4 first?
Boom! You can pack it with my lucky C4 first if I can hit.
You're listening to The Hyacinth Disaster, written by David Carlson, part 3.
Sorry, go ahead, Grim. You with Dreadnought yet?
Tell him he can blow up XO2 if he wants.
Grim? Grim, how's Dreadnought?
He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
Sorry, English being my second language and all, maybe I used the wrong word.
English isn't your second language.
Well then!
Wait, Grim, where could he possibly have gone?
Probably wherever the squealer went.
What? He took the squealer?
Looks like.
Guys, the squealer is twice
They'll
his
size.
They'll
think we faked the scans if we don't have the squealer.
I know, Dreadnought.
Guys.
I don't think he'd try anything like that.
Well, he couldn't leave without a ship, so make sure he didn't jet up there to steal the
He's
shuttle.
He's not the type to screw us over. Trust me.
All evidence to the contrary.
Everybody, shut up. Argus, get back in here so we can get your suit fixed. Grim's gonna need your help.
I am?
Grim, transmit your camera feed so we can see what the heck is going on.
I can tell you what I'm looking at just fine.
I stutter, Grim? Camera, now. Finch?
Hey.
Dreadnought may not be dumb enough to screw us over, but just in case, you'd better make sure the shuttle can't be accessed from outside.
Emergency measures will let him get inside, but I can keep it from launching if I don't.
Just do it.
Camera's on.
I'm not seeing it.
These things never work.
Well, the transmission anyway. They always record fine.
Grim and I found that out when we painted Ember's drill hot pink. She almost killed us.
Wait, I got it now, Grim. What is that?
What?
On your 9?
That's where Dreadnought was working the squealer.
And you didn't think it mattered there's a whacking great crevice there now?
There's practically no gravity. Why the hell should I expect him to have fallen into a crack?
This rock has been acting weird.
You want to run that by me again?
The rock's been acting weird.
Okay, try it again, but think about how stupid it sounds.
It has been.
It's a rock. An asteroid.
Okay, guys, we need to focus. We're not beholden to station at this point, but Dreadnought might be hurt, and the illustrious commander of the frigate Tesseract doesn't seem like the patient type either.
Oh, jeez. You're right. I can probably contact him directly, if you want to cut out the middleman. I bet his people love to sink their grimy hands into this baby.
That is tempting, but we're way too deep behind corporate zone. I don't want to make this whole turf dispute worse.
It'd give us an opportunity to capture one of their ships, though.
Grim, listen to yourself. We're miners with a mining vessel. Plus, we can't make any kind of deal with anyone right now. We don't have the Squealer's data to confirm the scans.
Or Dreadnought. Finch is right. We don't actually know that he turned on us. He could be in trouble.
If we didn't need the Squealer, I'd say leave him.
You can be a right bastard sometimes.
Yep. I don't much care for crisis profiteers. Or are you suddenly warming up to corporate's methods, too?
Grim! Come on!
Can we just do this already? I'm gonna head down the crevice, find the Squealer.
And Dreadnought.
Right.
I'm gonna jet over.
Negative, Argus. You need to get a solid weld. If that joint tears loose again, there's no telling the damage it's gonna do.
I'll be careful. Besides, Grim is not gonna wait, nor should he wait. We need to get this wrapped up so Ember and the boys can come home.
Like, actual home.
We have anything to say about it, yes.
It's cool. Money talks. It's corporate's native language, in fact.
I'm on my way, Grim.
Wait.
What?
Not you, Argus.
What is it?
If Dreadnought is under the surface, that's probably why we can't pick up his signal.
Or his comms actually gave out.
Sure, but from the density involved here, we're gonna need a radio boost relay in the crevice so we don't lose Grim and Argus, too.
Guys, Damn. We don't have time to stop. And Grim and I know how this goes.
Let me suit up real quick and bring a relay out there.
Finch, we don't have any more exos.
I can just use a vac suit.
For venturing off the ship, down the tether, and over kilometers of open asteroid surface? That's insane, Finch, and you know it.
Do you have any drones?
We couldn't bring them. Corporate tracks everything, remember?
No, I mean the old ones.
Corporate ordered us to scrap them. Safety hazard, remember?
Right. So do you have any?
Unfortunately, no.
Con!
They were unusually insistent!
Probes!
What?
I'm suddenly not liking this conversation.
Argus, shh! I'm saying we can use our mining probes. Attach a relay inside, and we can guide it right to the crevice.
You mean those things packed with C4 we launch at incredible speeds to break asteroids open with? They're not probes, they're missiles.
Well, yeah, it'd come in hot, but I could slow it down. Strip it of explosives.
Great, so it won't kill us. It'll just smash the relay on impact.
I can guide it. The relay will be fine.
You're sure?
Most likely.
So, a good chance.
Okay, more like 50-50, but we gotta try.
Should we move the missus over the crevice?
Honestly, we should probably keep the tether right where it is. Argus is right about this rock acting funny.
You're all crazy!
Oh, hi, Grim! Thanks for the input.
Okay, I'm here with Grim. We need to find Dreadnought and retrieve the Squealer data, relay or not. We are going.
Blue?
I can do this.
All right, find Finch and get started. Grim, Argus.
Shoot.
Start down. Keep the channel open as long as you can.
Video won't work once we drop below surface.
Turn it off then. As long as you watch each other's backs, you should be fine.
You don't have to tell me twice. Okay, looks like a crack we see on any rock. There's nothing weird about it.
Except somehow Dreadnought fell into it with practically no gravity. I see you say that, Grim, but you're ignoring the facts.
I thought humph meant I forgive you, kinda.
Yeah, Grim speak is actually tonal. It's a very subtle inflection-based language. Takes a while to learn it.
Uh-huh. Well, gravity or not, I need you guys to head into the crevice, so jump in. Hello?
Shockingly, we're barely moving. We're literally pulling ourselves down the walls. Dreadnought would have had to try to get down here.
Sensor's giving an average depth of 428.4 meters.
That's well past where he drilled to.
Maybe he drilled into a cave system?
Seems like it.
Well, keep an eye on the walls.
Seems stable enough. I'm gonna drop a flare.
You mean throw it?
Whatever. Bounce, bounce. Bounce. Looks cool.
Hey, Con?
Yeah?
We could use an extra pair of hands down here.
Helping with the high explosive removal? Yeah, I'm no good.
When it comes to explosives, there are only experts and dead. You're not dead, so...
See, that's a bit over-reductive, I think.
Grim and Argus are fine. Come on.
I need to be up here to monitor for Dreadnought and watch sensors.
Suit yourself. Blue's attitude is a bit charged at the moment. It's fun to see her go.
Yeah, let's keep a level head down there.
She's a real firecracker. I like her.
Do you think her plan will work?
Sure. It's an explosive notion.
Oh, goodness.
No chance it'll bomb.
Again.
It's a nuclear scheme.
People's lives are still on the line here.
Con, it's gonna be okay. I'm sure Dreadnought is fine. Argus and Grim will retrieve him and the Squealer, and we'll be out of here in no time. We did it. This rock is a huge find. We've got the leverage to help Ember.
Grim the Khan.
I gotta go. Grim is checking in.
Bye, handsome.
Grim the Khan.
Khan here.
We're almost at the bottom.
Any sign of Dreadnought?
Not yet.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, he definitely opened up a cave system.
The Squealer.
Where?
Over here.
What's its condition?
That's weird.
What is?
Yeah.
Would anyone care to elaborate?
It's smashed. At this gravity, it should hit the floor like a feather.
How smashed?
Like rookies on payday? Should be able to retrieve the data, though.
Do you see it? Wait. This will cut right through.
Yeah, I see it. Let me get these wires out of the...
How long do you think this will take?
I can't reach the card slot. I got about 8 feet of twisted metal to pull out.
Watch out!
Damn it! Argus, grab my tape and throw it through, will you? I can't reach back.
No. I'm not sorting through your pouches. Take mine.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll be a few minutes, Con.
Confirmed. Argus, any sign of Dreadnought?
Not yet. Hold on. I mean, those other caves he could have disappeared into.
Or run into.
Don't start.
Come on, go with the facts, Argus. He disappears right after we confirm that this rock is loaded. We find the Squealer smashed at the bottom of a crevice when the only way it could have been damaged is if someone broke it on purpose. Now I think about it, I'll wager anything the damn memory card is gone.
Why the hell would he do that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe to keep the money for himself?
Grim, you're a damn idiot. It's a zillion miles through dead space to station. How would he get there?
He surveyed this rock before. The scanning drone would still be here, right? He doesn't need to leave. All he has to do is retrieve it, use its radio to contact station, and negotiate a deal with them. They'll come pick him up and screw us over. For all we know, they're already on their way.
That's a lot of supposing.
Well, he's a money-grubbing bastard who took advantage of us wanting to save our friends. Even if there's a damn fantastic reason why he's missing, and this thing is smashed, it wouldn't bother me if he disappeared for good.
He's just a kid, Grim. We're the only people who can help him.
And you're the only person who's stupid enough to care.
Go to hell.
Where are you going?
Con!
Control.
Are you gonna get that damn relay out here or what? I'm going in.
Negative. Argus, wait until we get it ready. Your signal's bad enough. Argus!
He's gone.
Well, follow him!
How about no? I'm clearing this equipment out and hoping that bleeding heart is right about Dread. Otherwise, we're not gonna find that memory card.
Grim, come on!
Bye.
Oh, my conk! Con to Finch. Finch, come in.
Hey, we're working here.
I know. How long?
C4's out and Blue's just finishing insulating the relay for impact.
Okay, make it quick.
Hey, what's wrong?
What isn't wrong? We have friends who've been kidnapped, Dreadnought's disappeared, and Grim and Argus just had a scream fight about it.
Wow.
Yeah! Argus just stormed off to find Dreadnought, so I can't contact him either. I'm trying to do right by Ember, and I can't even keep my own crew together, but screw me for trying to help, right?
This isn't your fault.
Still happened.
What happened is that you were willing to come out here for a long shot. It turned out to be a bullseye, thank goodness. But either way, you're doing the right thing. Don't pretend you weren't going to try rescuing the Corvus directly before Dreadnought contacted me.
I was just brainstorming.
Yeah? You would have tried, though, because you're an idiot. But you're an amazing, kind, caring idiot. That's why we all came with you.
Having a heart isn't going to make this work.
No, well, that's exactly what's going to make this work. Station doesn't give a damn about anyone, so Ember would rot if it wasn't for you. But yeah, having a 400,000-ton mining ship with a willing team of experts helps a little.
Well, the willing part is fast dwindling.
Finch, I need a hand!
Your sister and I are not giving up, and Grim and Nargis are just stressed. We're all stressed. But you're gonna lead us through hell and high water.
Because I'm an idiot.
But an amazing idiot.
I love you.
Yeah, you do.
I'll have to take you somewhere after this, before we head home. Maybe Himmelze? Blue said it was lovely.
Finch!
I'm coming!
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Get it! Don't let it... Ha-ha! Fine. Take your bow and get over here. I saw that.
Saw what?
Could you toss this C4 somewhere out of the way?
Sure.
Almost done here. Grab those bolts and put them back in.
These?
Yep.
The Khan.
Khan here?
I can't get this thing working, so I pulled it apart. And the card is gone.
The memory card?
No, the birthday card.
Well, happy birthday, Grim.
Happy birthday, Grim!
The hell was that?
Finch and Blue letting you know you're being an ass?
Fair enough. Point is, Red Knot took the card.
Con to Missile Bay.
Go ahead, Con.
It seems something is a little fishy after all. Grim pulled the squealer apart, and the data card is gone.
So Dreadnought took it?
Apparently.
I'm sure there's a reason. Dreadnought's a good kid.
Well, whatever that reason is, we need to find him.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
Con, you there?
If we can establish...
Hang on, Blue. I'm patching Grim in. Go ahead.
If we can establish a link to Dreadnought's comms again, I should be able to use it to extract the data from the card if he's anywhere near it.
Well, great. Then let's do that before he ruins everything.
We don't know he's trying to screw us.
Why, hell, we don't. Why else would he take the card? And now Argus is unsuspectingly looking for him. Who knows what'll happen if he finds it?
Finch, Blue, Grim and I will sort this. You keep on the relay. Grim, can you contact Argus?
Negative. I lost comms connection shortly after he went into the...
Let me check the relay. Meanwhile, you get ready to set it up. You're gonna have to pull it out of the probe's casing. Blue, Finch?
No, no. This one goes there. That one goes there.
Yeah, I got it. What's up, Con?
We're kinda in a hurry here.
We're almost done. I'll be up in a second.
You're flying it?
I didn't get pulled off my ship to come here and not fly a missile.
Probe.
Potato Patorta. Get this loaded, please. I'll get the link set up in the bridge.
Got it.
Ready here, Con.
Confirm. We'll be launching as soon as Blue gets up here.
She'd better hurry up. Argus could be in trouble.
Argus can take care of himself.
Argus has no idea Dreadnought's flaking. And his exo is falling apart.
Good point.
Yeah, I've been making those if anyone would listen.
Hey, Con?
Control.
Probe is loaded. Blue there yet?
Just came in on the express flight.
Well, get set.
Calm down. We need a clear head and no pressure.
But really, there's lots of pressure and you gotta do it anyway.
Shh. Probe's loaded, Blue.
Okay. Confirmed tube 16.
18. 16 was looking bad. Or worse than usual, I should say.
I'm going to have to talk with my brother about this ship.
I've been trying for months.
Right, because maintenance is so easy with corporate breathing down my neck.
Blue to Grim, you ready?
I've been ready.
Well, get readier. You're about to have 8 tons of metal dropping in for a visit.
Smashing.
Haha, good one.
Locking into your position, Grim. You might want to back into a cleft or something.
You did remove the C4.
Yeah, but it makes precious little difference if I hit too close to you. Or too fast. Or really, if any one of 5 dozen possible things go wrong.
Oh, look, this lovely cave. I think I'll make its acquaintance.
Okay, Finch. Confirm locked.
Locked.
Confirm clear.
Clear.
Here we go. Tube expunged. Probe away. Turning to 248.114.
You're off a little.
Shut up. I know.
Sorry.
Turning back. There. Okay.
Whew. What?
Once I fire main thrust, there's no stopping.
Any time would be great. There's a lot at stake here.
I'll take it medium rare.
Finch!
Firing!
Fire confirmed.
5 clicks out. Reverse in 20 seconds.
Ready.
Reverse?
Flipping the probe backwards at the last second.
Everybody shut up! Impact in 15 seconds. Turning to 322.142.
Climbing sharp.
And now, 322.89.
Huh, incoming missile. I haven't seen that one in a while.
When's that slowdown coming?
3, 2, now.
Confirmed. Impact in... now.
Blue, what are you doing?
Sorry. It's just really anticlimactic when we blow things up without sound. I like to make my own. Why? Is that weird?
Grim, report.
I'm good. Probe dropped in 12 meters above my head. There's... just dust.
All right, way to go, Blue.
Okay, Grim, get that damn transponder out and let's find Argus and Dreadnought.
I'm almost there.
Blue, you good?
Are you kidding? I was amazing! I just hurled a missile 300 meters inside an asteroid and flipped it backwards in a crevice just a few feet wider than the missile itself!
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You have no appreciation for art, you Philistine!
How about that, Grim?
Oh, I told you. It'll be the stuff legends are made of.
What are you two talking about?
Nothing. I'm opening the panel on the missile.
How's the transponder look?
Well, if I can get through the 29 meters of foam you packed it in, I'll tell you.
Just trying to keep it safe.
$100 says it's broken.
No way. I packed it. Besides, when did you become the pessimist?
Yeah, I pulled it.
Since you owed me $100. If you win, debt's off. But I could come out with 200.
And a lot more stress when we lose Argus and Dreadnought. But sure, bet's on.
Excellent.
I have it set up if you two are done.
Ignore them. Go.
It's on.
Finch?
Blue?
Ha! It worked, Grim!
Yes!
You have yourself a transponder, tuning it to our ops frequency.
Cool. Are my silky smooth tones coming through?
Loud and clear, Grim. It's about time something went right again.
Damn!
What?
Something's happening with the debris. There's more flying from the... Damn it!
Grim, what the hell is going on?
I just lost the relay.
Grim!
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of this damn... These rocks are coming
Grim,
from everywhere.
Turn the camera back on. We need to be able to see what's going on.
What? Oh, God. My helmet. Damn it, my helmet!
This was part 3 of the Hyacinth Disaster. You can find the whole series at the website, davidecarlson.net, and on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, podparadise.com, or wherever podcasts are found. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on one of these sites and share the series with anyone you can think of. If you have any questions or you want to get updates and production facts, check in on facebook.com/thehyacinthdisaster or on Reddit at r/thehyacinthdisaster or on Twitter at @themrshyacinth. And check the About page on the website to sign up for information about future projects, and if you think it's worth it, please consider donating a little to help me make more. There are some fun extras for you if you do. Thanks very much for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.